Welcome back to another episode of The Celiac, I think it's your, I should know this, but I think it's your Celiac Stepmoms podcast because I'm everyone's stepmom. I'm your stepmom. Hi, Rachel. And today I'm really excited to talk about something I feel very passionately about. And I talked about it in therapy. So I feel like that's always a good way to start a podcast episode is to recap your therapy session. And so today we're going to be talking about motivation and all aspects of motivation. And by all aspects, I mean that it's fucking a myth and not real. And we're going to be talking about creating a routine. And I'm really excited because this is literally like how to make your life better 101. So let's fucking jump into it. Okay, so motivation. And well, I don't even know where the fuck the idea of motivation came from, in truth. Like, I get the concept of it, that it's like this magical thing that appears and then you just do things because you feel this magical feeling. And as a personal trainer, that is something that I get asked, like, on the fucking daily, is, you know, where does your motivation come from? What's your motivation? I don't have one, nor does any personal trainer ever. My favorite thing is when you walk up to a trainer, and if their response is anything besides, like, I don't have one, it's a habit, I do it because I need to do it, not because I want to do it, then I'm calling cap. Low-key. I'm calling cap because it really, it isn't a matter of, oh, we want to work out because it makes us look good, which, I mean, that is technically, in truth, I lied. That is a motivator. Like, you can say, like, I want to do this thing because it will make me feel better. It will make me look good. It makes me happy, which is all true, but that's not something that motivates you to get out of bed to do it. It's something that you are seeking as a result from doing the action. So it's not the thing getting you up, because I don't know if you've ever had a hard day where you really needed to do something and you just really fucking didn't want to do it, but those results don't mean shit in that moment. Like, there, I don't care about looking good. I don't care about I have to make content to make money. Like, that's not enough for me. And I was talking to my therapist about it this week in our session because, if you've been here before, hi, hello, but I'm pregnant and I have had a very hard time with my energy levels getting up and going. It's been really, really tricky for me to get back into the routine of working out. I love working out. It's something that makes me really happy. It's obviously my job, so it's something I need to do, but it's been really challenging during this pregnancy because I lack the energy. I lack the get up and go that I typically do have. And my therapist looked at me in my eyeballs and was like, well, motivation's a myth. So I paused and was like, damn, girl, you know what? You are right. It is a myth. It isn't. My favorite thing is having the conversation with my clients and they're like, you know, what motivates you? And I'm like, money. Like, I'm not motivated to go to work every day. I love my job. I love the people I work with. But we're not motivated to go to work. You might have a day where you're actually pleasantly excited to go to work, which I think for everybody is few and far between. But even though I love my job, I'm not motivated to go to work because I love my job. I'm motivated because I have to get paid in order to pay my bills. Like, it's a requirement. It's not something I want to do. It's something I have to do. And so when you're talking about exercise, same thing. It's not something I want to do. It's something I have to do so that I'm able to live long enough to see my kids become parents or not if they don't want to. Or it's to have mobility enough to be able to get on the ground and play with my kids. I don't want to have to sit here and say, oh, I can't play with you because my back or my knee. Like, there's a whole plethora of reasons as to why I work out. And none of them are because I fucking want to. Like, girl, I'm sweating. I don't feel good. My legs hurt. Why would I do this? It's not pleasure. I mean, obviously, yeah, you can get pleasure from it. I'm not saying that that's not true, but it is because I have to, not because I want to. I don't want to have to make money. I want money handed to me. That doesn't work. Life doesn't work that way. So you got to get up and go to work. It's part of the habit that you've created. You've literally been programmed from point one, literally back to your schooling days, about you have to do this. This is how life works. You have to do this. And here we are as an adult. So talking to my therapist, when she said, it's a myth, you just need to create the routine again. You just have to find the way to instill the habit and then build on the habit. Now, in my experience, and I'm sure there's a bunch of other science that's backed this, but of all the training I've had, literally between personal training, health coaching, all the way back to my sales days, it takes 21 days to create a habit. At least that's what the research was in 2016. It takes 21 days of consistency to create a habit. And that means that whatever habit you're trying to create, you need to be consistent on doing the same thing every single time to make it part of just the routine that you have. And I personally, as a human, thrive off of routine. I do better when there is a set schedule and a set routine. Like, when I know things are happening, I'm very, very good at mentally preparing for them. I'm very good at knowing what's coming next, and I don't get stressed out or anxious because I know what's right in front of me. And that is something that I've really leaned into. I've really, really leaned into the idea of having a routine because it's more comfortable for me. And in truth, it's more comfortable for everybody. You don't have to be as extreme as people like me, but having a set schedule, a set routine that you do every time, even like if you think about children need routine. Their brain development literally depends on it. Having a bedtime routine, having a morning routine, these are things that they might not follow perfectly because they're children, but that is something that really, really comforts them while their brain is developing. And so, I mean, I don't know why it would be any different as an adult. And you don't have to, again, like, you don't have to take it in the exact ways that I personally do, but having a routine in, like, you know, having a workout situation, like, you know, I'm going to get up, I'll eat breakfast, I go to work, I come home, I feed the dog, I go to the gym. Like, having just something that you do consistently is going to be super beneficial for you. And so when I'm talking about creating a routine, at least for me, when I was talking with my therapist, she was like, okay, you need to first of all accept that you working out is not going to look the same as before you were pregnant. Like, you don't have the energy level to be in the gym multiple times a week for multiple hours. It's just not acceptable. It's not going to happen right now. And that's something I can understand from a logical level, but on an emotional level, I didn't like to hear that, but it's okay. But I get it. So rather than being in the gym multiple times a week, her and I talked about, okay, go one time. Try to get your steps in every day. Like, let's go back to that, because that was something I was really good at. And now that I am nearly sedentary, thank you, infant, I'm not getting my steps in. So she's like, let's get back to that. And then let's go to the gym once a week. Do that consistently for a couple weeks, and then you can add on to it if you feel comfortable. And that is like taking all of the pressure off of myself, saying, oh, I have to motivate myself in order to get back to something that I really enjoyed doing. So motivation's a myth, create a routine. So that's kind of what I've been doing. And it's been really helpful because I just know at the beginning of my week, I'm looking at my schedule saying, okay, where is my gym going to fit in? And if the one day I wanted to do it didn't work out, that's totally fine because I have the next day where I can make it up. I just know it's going to happen. And that's been really, really helpful getting back into it and not feeling upset or shameful with myself because I'm not 100% like I was last time or previous to pregnancy. And I really feel like that can go everywhere with life. If you feel like your life is all fucking over the place, if you feel like you have no stability whatsoever, you are so stressed by your life, you're so stressed by your home life, these are things that you need to start doing. And these can be so minor. These can be things like implementing a skincare routine after you shower. Or it could be literally implementing showering, because I know that that's hard for people. I'm not one of those people, but I don't judge you if that is you. Or like things like eating breakfast. Like, oh my God, I will another time dive into why eating breakfast is so fucking important, because I could literally write a book about it. But there are so many people in today's society that just don't eat breakfast. Like, they don't eat until, like, afternoon, which is literally setting yourself up for binge eating, which is a type of disordered eating. So, again, we'll get into that another day. But eating breakfast is so important because it's giving your body something to use to kickstart your metabolism for the day. It helps you get energy for the day. And even if it's something as small as a piece of fruit, that is better than nothing. So, like, getting up, drinking a glass of water, and then eating a clementine. Like, there you go. That's something that you can start implementing every day. And once you do it, it's going to stop feeling like you're forcing yourself to do it. And it's going to start feeling like it's something you want to do because it's in there. It's just part of what you do. Same thing for, like, a bedtime routine. Like, you know, I know a lot of us have our devices, and so most of us are going to end up scrolling until we're too tired and we close our eyes. But thinking about, like, okay, well, I want to read more, but I don't have time. Well, you could replace the screen time at night with reading 3 pages. I promise you're going to fall asleep a lot better. But it's just like finding the little holes and being consistent, which is the hardest part, because being consistent requires discipline. And discipline is a absolute learned behavior. It is not something that comes naturally. Nobody is naturally disciplined. Disciplined is doing things you don't want to do today, right now, for the benefit you're going to get tomorrow. And that is literally the definition of creating routine, creating habit. And this is setting yourself up for literal success everywhere else in your life. Like, think about it. When it comes to having, I mean, everybody has habits, but having positive habits that you yourself have created intentionally are going to lead to bigger scaled things, like being more aware of your time. When you are on top of tracking your routine and tracking your habits of how you're spending your time in the morning before work, what's going to end up happening is you're going to end up having better time management, which literally leaks into every aspect of your life. And again, having better health habits, your body is literally going to be healthier, which means you're not going to have chronic issues near as much as you could have in the past. You're going to feel better, which means you're going to want to be more, do more. It's literally setting yourself up for success just by doing the minute work of just spending 21 days doing something that you potentially don't want to do. And that's it. That's literally it. It's actually really simple, and it just takes you pushing through the 21 days. Not to mention, too, if you are a parent, this is something that is going to change your life and make your life more easy. Because the thing is so many people are just seeking convenience in life, which is totally fine. I can absolutely understand that. But when you're having these massive inconveniences from lack of consistency, from lack of routine, implementing these things, which, okay, like, if you're talking about from a kid standpoint, if you don't have children, this will be irrelevant to you. But if you have kids, you understand when there is lack of consistency and when you're trying to implement something new because your kids just push back so fucking hard. But if you continue to push through that hard period of time, which goes the same thing for doing the 21 days of something you don't want to do, all of a sudden, life becomes easier. All of a sudden, it clicks, and that's just what it is. It just takes you pushing through the relative discomfort in order to implement something. This is also something that goes with, like, dog training, if you're not a kid person and you have dogs. So, because I rescued a puppy. He's not a puppy, he's 2 years old, but he's my puppy forever. And he was a fucking psycho. He was a rescue, and he's a red lab, which means he literally doesn't know how to do anything besides, like, catch and kill things, and all he wants to do is play ball. But training him has been such a liberating experience because I've learned so much about brains, because obviously a dog's is different than a human's, but having a reactive dog and learning how to work with him on things that trigger him and be able to use these positive learned behaviors in triggering environments literally was life-altering, because I'm like, oh my god, these are things that I literally go to therapy. I work on these things, and I'm doing this with a dog, and I'm seeing it work in real time. It's the same thing. It's you finding these behaviors, using these habits, creating the routine with your pet, with your kids, with yourself, and implementing it and watching it work. Watching it work. And you know, you can break these habits just as easily, and that means you just got to pick up and start all over, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with starting over. It just takes you doing it. It just takes starting. And I don't know if I can say that any more times, but there's so much beauty and peace and comfort in having consistency in your life that you intentionally created. And again, there are ways of having this negatively affect you if it's like negative habits, but again, can easily be broken and replaced with a new positive habit. It just takes you doing it. I'm going to stop ranting now because otherwise I will go on for 2 hours. So I hope you enjoy this shorty little podcast episode of me talking probably too loudly about creating routines and habits, but I would love to discuss this further in the future because there's just so much to it. And I am so grateful that you stayed here for 16 minutes for this rant. So I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening to your Seedly Stepmoms podcast.